الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وقال تبارك وتعالى وما لهم ألا يعذبهم الله وهم يصدون عن المسجد الحرام وما كانوا أولياءه إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون وما كان صلاتهم عند البيت إلا مكاء وتصديا صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll speak a little bit first about the imamate aspects, the imam, and then inshallah about whatever is our response, the fazilat, the virtues of it, and the responsibilities of it also inshallah. So as far as imamate is concerned, in this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذِتَّلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. And remember that time, refresh it from time to time, bring it in your mind and think of it, when Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a few tests, bikalimatin, few different tests. And for atammahun, he passed 100% in all his tests. He was born in the house of idol worshippers, and he grew up, but he saw this idol worship is really stupid. How can you worship idols? You worship ibadat entails who is great, who can fulfill your needs, who sees to your needs. But now this idol, you're making it with your own hand. And his father was a maker of idols, Aza. And he should make and sell idols. So he saw that my father is make the idols, and then what you made, now you say that must serve my needs. How can that be? It didn't make sense to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at all. So he turned against it. And when they went to worship, like each day we also go Eidgah out of the town, on the outskirts of the town. He also had a day when they used to go worship out. So he went to the temple where all the idols were kept. And he broke all the idols. And what could they do? Nothing. And then he left the axe with the big idol. And when they came and they asked him, they were all shocked. Who broke our idol? Idols are supposed to protect us. But now they can't protect themselves also. So who broke this idol? They said, we heard this. There's a young Mr. Ibrahim. He speaks ill of this idol. On all probability it must be him. He issued warrant of arrest. Arrested him and then cross-examined, questioned him. You broke this idol, Ibrahim. Why are you asking me? Your evidence is complete. The big idol has got the axe with him. It's quite clear he did it all. Then they realized that no, this idol's ours. But they had to cover up. Just like Aziz and Misr understood that his wife Zulaikha was guilty. But he had to cover up. And he put Yusuf alayhi salam in jail. So yeah, also they realized that what we are doing is wrong, but they said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we must exile him. First they thought of burning him in the fire. That was another big test. When they put him over the fire, what a fire. It is said a bird couldn't fly over that fire. So huge that fire. If a bird had to fly over, it will get roasted. So if we make a fire, a big fire also, it's not so severe that a bird can't fly over. What a fire they must have made. And another test, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and offered his help. And I've come with the permission of Allah. And I'm here to help you. That Khalilullah is going to be thrown into the fire. Can you imagine what the commotion happened in the heaven? All the malaika are witnessing, they're seeing what is going to happen. You can't allow this. How can we allow this? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him that you have come with Allah's permission, you are going to help me. Does Allah know my condition? Yes, Allah knows perfectly. Then in that case, imma ilayk fala. I don't need your help when Allah knows my condition. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نَعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنَعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Allah, give us that yaqeen on these words and we use them on the time. Especially as imams, we also face situation from the mutawallis. If you don't throw the line, we will fire you. And from the public also, if you make the public happy. If you don't make the public happy, then normally it happens, it's just a thing that happens. There are certain musallis that will take a liking to you. They will even grease your palm. They'll give you some hadaya also. And now sometimes things will come where you'll have to speak against them also. Those very people who are your muhsin, who are doing your, they support you also always. But now some things, you'll have to speak against them. At all times, just say, Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will make a way out. Allah will turn their heart. And for Allah to turn the heart is not difficult. Whenever Allah wants to, Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah is al-aziz, al-qadir ala kulli shay, and la... Allah has got qudrat over everything and everyone and everything together can do nothing to Allah Ta'ala. The need is we have to have connection with Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he left his family in Makkah Sharif, not Makkah Sharif of today, where he, poet Dr. Iqbal says, where fear was also afraid of putting its foot in. So how frightening must be that place that fear was frightened also to come there. There he left his wife and his son with nothing. Just that little bit of provision they had, just with that, nothing else. And then he's going, Allah's command came, and how he fulfilled Allah's command, he did not even make mashura with his wife. That Allah has told me now, I must leave you people, I must go away. As soon as Allah's command came, he started walking. His wife saw that he is going away and he is leaving us. And he didn't even tell me a word, anything. So running after him, إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ يَا سَيِّدِي. Where are you going, my master? You're leaving us here. Then he's not even turning around or saying anything. He's just carrying on walking. She understood, she knew him. She lived with him that he just follows Allah's command. What Allah says he does. Then she asked, has Allah commanded you with this? Without looking back, he said, yes. Then she told, إِذَا لَا يُبَيِّعُنَا. In that case, Allah will never destroy us. We are fulfilling Allah's command. We are here in this desert where fear is also afraid to come. Not a blade of grass grows here. Not a soul here. Not an animal. Nothing. And yet we have the two of us. But how Allah made it abad when she Makkah Sharif today. When we fulfill the command of Allah and Ibrahim alayhi salam passed the test, then he made dua that Rabbi inni left my family here. Inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin khayri zi dhab'in in the baytika al-muharram for one purpose liyuqimu salah. فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ. Ulama write, the ihsan of Ibrahim alayhi salam on us that he said, تَهْوِي أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ a group of people. If he should say people must come, then Hajj time, there should be no place from Jeddah to Makkah Sharif. Whole place should be full. He said a small أَفْئِدَة of the people. And that also is too big the crowd for us. Too big for the Saudi government to handle, too big for us also. So anyway, Allah gave that. When he had to slaughter his son, how he passed the test there. Everywhere. So when he did all that, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالْ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah was so pleased. Allah said, I'll give you the greatest mansab, the greatest job in the world, the highest position of anything in the world. I make you imam for deen. That is innijaiduka linnasi and linnas for all people. So we find the Jews also claim that Ibrahim alayhi salam, they want to establish the Abrahamic accord. The Christians also, they also say they follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. We Muslims rightfully, we also, even the Hindus, the Brahmins in the Hindus, which is the very top class of the Hindus, they also say they are Ibrahimi from there. And they also say Khana-e Kaaba is their big idol. And that is they also claim they're going to expel the Muslims from Makkah Sharif, and it belongs to them, Kaaba Sharif. So anyway, that's the position Allah has given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all when he fulfilled the commandments of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, like any other person, immediately concerned, women zurriyati. Oh Allah, you gave me this position, but I want you must go in my family also. And any person, anything good, when we were in Jamaat, Ulama Jamaat, 1 year, so one alim of West Bengal in India, he was also with us. So he explained that one day he was going to go somewhere by bus, traveling normally by bus. So at the bus station, one other senior person, Hindu man of the town, was also there. So they started the discussion. So he asked him, who are you? I said, I'm the Ami, alim, I'm Maulana. Your children, 3 children, also all alim. He said, you're a genuine person. A person who realizes that what we studied is the right thing. So naturally, you make your children, and many, mashallah, ulama, make their children. But unfortunately, there are those alims also who make their children doctors, engineers. So that means you're not happy. There is a different thing if the child on his own and he forces his way, doesn't listen to the parents, but happily to make them something else. So we are not convinced of what we are doing. So how will we? So that's why we don't make our children. And some Allah make maaf, ulama say, how we suffered, we don't want our children to suffer. Because we didn't get a taste of ilm. And Allah, who becomes the imam, Allah doesn't neglect that imam. Forget, forsake him, Allah doesn't neglect him also. Allah gives him the best. Manan Abrarul Hatsab, rahmatullahi alayhi fardoi. He says, the people say that the ulama, from where they're going to eat? Their earning is small. How they're going to eat? But in the same breath, they say, this ulama, they're living it up. They say, whenever they have da'wat, and every, you heard the da'wat in the town of the engineers, of the doctors, if there is da'wat, is of Tabligh Jamaat, is of ulama, they, and what a lavish da'wat also. So they say, we don't know where they're going to eat from, but they say, but they're living it up. And then also, when any alim comes and we arrange the transport, we don't arrange an old, bombed out car. We try and get the best car. Everything of the best is given to them. Then this is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. Allah gives the best. So this is how Allah looks after the ulama. So this flood that came in Pakistan about 3 years ago now, roughly. Widespread flood. And so a lady who is a very modernist lady, she said, we used to say always that from where are the ulama going to eat? Their earning is so small, they haven't got enough for them, for their families. But we saw not the government, not the NGOs, not the United Nations, nobody fed the people on the people. It was these ulama, the madrasa ulama, and students of the madrasa. And nobody else looked after the public. They were the ones. They went and they fed the people. So Allah Ta'ala looks after a person. A person must never, the last thing, unfortunately, as imams also, maulanas, we must never put our salary the first thing on the agenda. That mustn't even come on the agenda. We must just be prepared to work. And mashallah, there are those. that when they apply for a job, anything, they don't discuss salary. And you just leave it to Allah, Allah will take care. My own personal experience, I also started no discussion of salary. When they gave me my first salary, which was 120 rand, I was very happy, so much. And then I remember when the first holiday came, and so now holidays we're not going to be teaching, so I got no salary, and I was accepted it, now not teaching, so no salary. And they gave a salary. I said, mashallah, without working also, no, you're on holiday and you're getting salary. You pay for all the time. Not like that person, he asked his boss for a rise. So the boss said, I have to sit you down and discuss now with the position. So he said, how much you getting? 10,000 a month. For the month you're getting 10,000, yeah. Month has got how many days? 30, 31, February 28th. So, Saturday, Sunday you don't work, you're only working Monday to Friday. So I'm paying you for 8, 10 days a month, which you are not working, subtract that amount. And then I'm paying you for the whole month, and every day has got 24 hours. But you only come to work 8 hours. 16 hours you're not on job. So let me subtract that also. The 8 hours you are coming to job, you get a lunch hour also. You get tea break also. And if you want to go toilet, you go toilet also. So all that also. So my friend, actually you owing me money. I've been overpaying you all these years. So anyway, when Allah Ta'ala will give, Allah will see to all our needs. So we must not keep salary as a primary object. And just because another place they're giving us 500 rand more, we leave this job, we go to another place. Don't do that also. And you will be surprised how Allah makes arrangement for you. Allah will put it in the... We must work for Allah's pleasure. And Allah will look after us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going to be thrown in the fire, and he refused the help of Jibreel alayhi salam also, then what Allah made? At that specific moment, as people say, that if Allah had made the fire a garden, a rose garden before time, Namrud should be the first to jump in. But at that split moment when he entered the fire, Allah changed it into. And this is the absolute qudrat of Allah. If we had to change the fire into a garden, how much contractors we should have to get, how lot arrangement, how lot what and what we should have to. But Allah's command, kun, and it doesn't even take as long as the kaf meets the noon. Not even so long Allah's command. Allah just makes an irada and everything. But for Allah, Allah doesn't need raw materials to make them make the product. Just by that command of Allah, things get done. And it gets done perfect to the T. We, almost anything, we plan our house, anything, perfectly we plan. But yet we find, yeah, we went wrong. This shouldn't have been like this. This should have been better, it should be like this. But Allah's 100, there is no aib in Allah Ta'ala, the Zaat, in His work, there is no fault whatsoever. Perfect Allah does everything. So we should not worry about our salary. There was Qari in Hardoi, who was it? What, Maulana Abrarul Haqsa, the famous Qari? Amirul Hassan Sahib. He was famous of him when he met any of his old students, they told us themselves. He asked them, how much you earning? And usually Maulvi's wage is small. MashaAllah, make shukr. And make shukr to Allah, I'm not worth this also. What are you giving me, Allah? You are giving me plenty. I'm not even worth this. Then shukr will come. And what shukr is, Allah's promise, la azidannakum. And how Allah will give you more. So we must not worry of salary. Also, when I was teaching in Germiston, finally, over the years, 10 years, the salary went up to 500 rand. And when we started in Azadul the Darul Uloom, many people say that now you starting the Darul Uloom, you're going to be in charge of the finance to make your salary big now. Because it's your choice now. But Alhamdulillah, we started and we kept that same limit of 500. And the scale that we kept, how we increased salary, till today is the same scale, according to standard of living, the cost of living, which goes up. We inquire from the government department also, we make our own analysis also, and we work out that how much has cost of living gone up, so much we increase. And Allah gave us tawfiq also, that if a child is born to a ustad in the year, in the first half of the month, we give him that month also, and we increase his salary. Now his cost has gone up. One ustad, one day when we are having a ustad's meeting, he said, set the scale according to the number of children. He said, but if you go and buy a car, they don't ask you how many children. Do you have to pay for the car? How much you have to pay? So I told him, if you got 3 children, you're not going to buy a bus. And if somebody got 10 children, he has to buy a bus. He can't buy a small mini minor or a small beetle. He has to buy a bus. So according to one's needs. And mashallah, people from Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali also, in his lifetime he contacted me and he asked me when he heard our scale is different from everyone else. So he asked, how does your scale work? So I submitted it to him and he was very happy. And he very approved of it fully and he was very happy. And Qazi Bhopali of India, or all India, what's his name?
Mujahidul Islam.
He came, he also asked me, I told him this way we were, and that time he was coming every year, second year, he said, you still maintain, you still give a rise to your staff. He said, governments can't manage paying, giving rises to their workers. How are you managing? But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, lot of fadl, and so much fadl that now sometimes other madaris are in a problem financially, they approach us. And Allah made, and we haven't got a single collector on the road. No collection we do. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala provide. So don't make salary ever your object to work for deen. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, give people your time, they will give their lives for you. Give people your time, they will give their lives for you. We must serve, and sincerely, not only imamat or teaching in a maktab or whatever work, teaching in a darulum, but the deen must come in a person. And any person, till today we find so many people who manage, who Allah made it such that they got deen, how they appreciate. When a person gets deen in his life, there is no greater ni'mat than them. All the riches of the world, all the money, all the luxury of the world, and every person, a non-Muslim, when they accept Islam, and whatever extent of deen comes in, they are so thankful for it. Deen, not just the name of deen, your practice. For example, a person gets deen in his life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one day explained and told that in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masih not show you an amal that if you do it, you get more sawab than a person who keeps every day roza, every day, every night, whole night ibadat, more sawab than that. So Sahaba said, please tell her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who's got hilam, tolerance, whose absorbers are work, no matter what people tell him, treat him, he just absorbs it. Undoubtedly, Shariat has permitted that somebody does wrong to you, you take him to court, you punish him, you take your, whatever wrong he has done, you claim it from him, but that to take revenge, the bitterness of revenge can never match the sweetness of forgiveness. Though it's your right, 100% it's your right. But you forgive, this person who takes revenge, he's got no idea what is the sweetness, what is the richness of forgiveness which the person who forgives, whom Allah Ta'ala calls in the Quran Sharif, مُخْبِتِينَ إِخْبَارِ وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٍ فبشر المخبتين. The مخبتين, that the example, to explain it, مفسرين give the example, and this is necessary for the ulama especially, even the mutawallis, in a sense, normally mutawallis are prominent people, they are rich people, not so much for the pet, it applies to them also, that the مخبتين, those people that, to understand the dictionary definition, is that piece of ground where everyone walks on. Muslims, non-Muslims also. And the piece of ground is a nice level ground, smooth, without difficulty, not some holes in it or anything. Nice, you can walk comfortably over it. Animals also walk on there. Pigs and dogs also walk. It tolerates everyone. And people defecate also. The dog urinates also on that piece of ground. It also absorbs it. Everyone, it and it gives service to all. Go over me, do your work, go where you want to go, go safely, nicely, no trouble. You won't trip here, you won't fall here, nothing. And you defecate, you spit on the ground accepts that also. So these are the mukhbitin. So that quality, how much it comes for a mu'min, for a Muslim, and for an imam even more. People are going to pass remarks, and all got different mizaj. If you got 100 musallis, everyone's mizaj is different. They can fight among themselves, but you must learn to accommodate all. And your main thing, what you have to keep, not to keep the mutawallis happy. When I was in Germiston as the imam for about 10 years, quite a few occasions came when like a jagra in the town. Somebody wants it this way, somebody wants it that way. Something happened in town, now you have to make a decision. And you make a decision naturally. These people are who in favor of whom you're going to make the decision, they're going to be happy. And against whom, they're going to be unhappy. So those things will come in everyone's life. In your personal life, in your family it will happen, in your business it's going to happen. It's going to happen all the time. You have to make decisions. And you have to take a stand. So Allah gave tawfiq then. On the Jummah Bayan, usually few times this happened. I said that, see, we've got this problem here, in town now. Now, in here, what I, as the imam, say, that's not going to go. Then the mutawallis get happy that now what we say is going to go. Then I say, what the mutawallis say, that's also not going to go. The musallis get happy that what we want, that is going to happen. What the musallis say, that also is not going to happen. What Allah says, we all have to abide by that. And that's the solution. If the mutawallis want to pull their power, imam wants to pull his, he's got musallis on his side, mutawallis got there on their side, and all that, you'll never come to a solution. One solution, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah is one, he's command. You also submit, as the imam also, it goes against you. Walau ala anfusikum. Even if it is against you, you accept Allah's command. Mutawallis make their zahin also. Musallis also make their zahin also. All of us, Allah's command, we must accept. So that is, then you come to your solution. So all these conditions will come to a person. With regard to imamat also, especially with namaz, if we got our imamat to be on time, and not on time, musallis, when they come and the imam is not there, they get now a bit gabrified, they start looking around. Muazzin looks around, no imam, yeah, where's the imam? So we must be there well before the time. Hadrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umar Ji Rahmatullah Ali, he explained himself that wherever he was invited to give a talk, he said he should Jummah talk. He should say, I should make it a point 1 hour before I'm there. So that those people don't have to look around, if Maulana come or we have now find another imam, somebody to make the khutbah, somebody to give bayan, 1 hour before. So Allah give us that tawfiq. And the earlier we are in the masjid, especially for the imam, our buzurg elders, alhamdulillah, they were those buzurg, they never asked namaz time, what time is jamaat, what time is azan. And like if you ask namaz time, you would like to be 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes before namaz. You have to read Sunnat Mu'akkada, so you want to be earlier. But they should ask Azan time. And they should be there earlier before Azan time also. One time, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Ambedkar Rahmatullah Ali, with his friends, they went to Jaipur, one town in India. And they didn't know anyone there. They stayed in a guest house. And that also, what we'll say, a bombed out guest house. Lights not working when they went there. Water not in the taps, not looked after guest house. And then the friends, they were hungry. They didn't eat. They had to make the Isha. They were engaged in all that, getting some food, etc. Maulana, when they came, then where are you going to make Fajr? Maulana had already gone to look for a masjid. And in the dark of the night, he saw the route also, how to get in a strange place you don't know, how the stairs are, how to go, everything he checked, how particular, what time is Fajr. So that they don't miss Fajr. For us, we just wait for an excuse. Then we can miss our Fajr, we miss our Jamaat, but that was completely. So Allah give us tawfiq that our namaz. And in namaz, once speaking to some of our students also, a talk like this for the imams, and I said that the imam must be early. So the imam himself, also our student, and we have a good open relation, we talk freely. So he told me, Maulana, I always prided myself, I'm never late for my namaz, imam. I'm always on time. So today I realize, like Asr namaz, I come, if it's 4:30 Asr Jamaat, 4:30 I'm on the Musalla. But she said, my 4 sunnahs of Asr I never read. It's Ghair Mu'akkada. But for an imam, for him to like diminish its value, then what's going to be in the public, in the Musalli? If we don't give importance to the Ghair Mu'akkada, to the Nawafil, you can't expect the other people to do it. He says, now I realize I'm late always. Another very suggestion from my side, just a mere suggestion. Today, commonly it is that we have got a roster for Juma. What time is Allah? Oh, right. Okay. We got a roster. What I suggest, that roster every week a different imam a different imam comes. In that case, in my analysis, right or wrong, Allah knows, it's more an entertainment. Every imam comes, he gives his talk. The imam, which is the resident imam, he must give talk every Friday. Occasionally, he calls somebody, no problem. Occasionally, he goes to another masjid. But basically, then you can take your community, your musallis, in a specific direction. And you have to make their tarbiyat. You have to make them understand. When I started, Allah made it, how many occasions, alhamdulillah, when I just went to my kitabs, Allah just made me pull out a kitab, and that was the ideal kitab just for that time. So, I suggest to many of the imams also, Kitab al-Iman, there was Kitab al-Islam and Kitab al-Iman in Urdu by Maulana Sehban al-Hind, one of the earlier kitabs, nice small kitab in Urdu. And it starts with Imaniyat, then with all the Islam, the different. So you get your ready subjects and with all the dalail and how the Sahaba applied it in their life, very, very beneficial. And one of our students, he asked me very long ago, so I told him this, and he didn't find it, so I gave him. Till today he never returned it. He has become a very good orator, but he hasn't returned my kitab. And a famous saying, which is not a right saying, to borrow your kitab, you're a fool, you're a stupid. To return the kitab, you're a bigger fool than a stupid. And they say that other things, if you don't return, it's okay. You must return, but kitab you don't have to return. There's also a man that you have to return. So anyway, so if you will take charge of your people, and then you have night programs also, the imams, the kitab reading of tabligh, don't interfere with that. That is a wonderful work that's carrying on, that pattern. Don't stop that and you bring your work. That must carry on. And another time, For example, kitab reading taking place after Isha. You have your program after Zohar, or after Maghrib in summer. Or after the kitab reading, you have your kitab. In that, we should try to have on Masail. Najat ka daru madar, fazail par nahin hai, masail par hai. Salvation is not on fazail. But to make amal on masail, you need the power of fazail. So that must Jamaat brothers, mashallah, Tabligh Jamaat, Ta'aleem carries on. That must carry on. Then we have once a week, we have on Masail. Once a week on Seerat. Once a week on the occasion. Like before Ramzan, 2 months. Start with Ramzan, Masalat. Start with Zakat, because normally people give Zakat in Ramadan. After Ramadan, start with Hajj Masalat. Start with Qurbani Masalat. Like that, the whole year, one day, you have all that also. So those programs, Tafsir of Quran Sharif. Anyone who wants to do, there is a greater favor you can do to yourself than you have Tafsir of Quran every day. The amount you will benefit, people will benefit. One time, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was of Pakistan originally, was in UK. So he came to Azadpur and Fajr time, he saw I wasn't there, so he asked, where is he? So he said, he goes to Jami Masjid for Quran Tarjuma. So then when afterwards I came, I met him, he told me that wherever Quran Tarjuma takes place, Tafsir, and don't call it Tafsir, be small, just say Tarjuma we do, the Quran Tarjuma. So he said, where that takes place, there is a column of Noor from the ground right up to the Arsh of Allah. And that Noor spreads all 4 sides, not only Muslim benefits, not non-Muslims also. Not only human beings, animals also benefit. There is only goodness. So every masjid, if we can have Quran Tarjuma, and every alim does Quran Tarjuma, we must make that our maqsad of our life. And at another time, do hadith. Also, an unbecoming trend which is with many masjids, imams, that after Maghrib, immediately after the Faras, they have some kitab reading. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, some places 10 minutes. That should not be the case. Where there is sunnat muakkada after the Faras namaz, like after Zohar, after Maghrib and after Isha, first the sunnat muakkada. That should be done first. We say the people will go away. But if you're reading and you're reading, and many times they're reading because now time constraint. People still have to make sunnah. So they like rushing it. And you don't repeat what you are reading. And you are just reading it at a little fast pace. People don't even comprehend. It's just like for barakat. But the purpose of ta'aleem doesn't take place. That is, if you have time, what you want to stress, you stress it. What you have to repeat, you repeat it. Then you can get your message across. Otherwise, you are just like passing time. Khanapuri. Just it's time to eat, we eat, whether you're hungry or not. Just say, time for ta'aleem, we're just doing ta'aleem, but not doing it properly. So that is also a very important aspect. There are many more also, but let us speak a little bit now about the mutawallis. Many places, ulama also today are mutawallis, which is also a good thing. They are more informed, they have got more knowledge, they can do it more better. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَمَا لُهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ. That what have they got on their side that Allah must not punish them? They got no defense. Allah has to punish them. This is the kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah. وَمَا لُهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. They are stopping people from coming to Masjid al-Haram. The people who are entitled to come, who believe in Tawheed, oneness of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they should make it hard, very difficult for them. How they should treat even Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam when he used to make namaz in the haram. Whereas these are the people entitled. They are not entitled at all. Allah says they are not the mutawallis of Haram Sharif. From here, this ayat, what is all the duties of mutawallis, ulama mufassirin have explained. That they who are idol worshippers, where can they be the mutawallis of? Just because they claim they are from Ibrahim alayhi salam, on that basis they say, we are the mutawallis of Haram Sharif, of Kaaba Sharif. That is not Allah explained, in awliya'uhu, who are the mutawallis? The first major condition to be a mutawalli, illa al-muttaqoon. People who have got taqwa, who observe the commandments of Allah. Nobody is a 100% muttaqi. We can't wait for farishtas to come and they become the mutawalli. We, but taqwa, and that is, yeah, the first demand of taqwa, no kufr, no shirk in a person. That is the first command of taqwa. That they must, and these people were all atheists or they were mushriks all. So they did not qualify to be the mutawallis of Masjid al-Haram, and from there every other masjid's rules are the same also. So the first condition is of a mutawalli that he must have taqwa. And generally if you go and see through it, it means that he will do all his work, running of the masjid, appointing of the imam, everything else on the basis of taqwa. And that is taqwa, the commands of Allah. That is what it is. That you do everything according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And for us now, in our Sharia, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and which has been spelled out to us, which has been given to us very clearly. So it is also very essential for a mutawalli. Normally, they are business people, they are prominent people. Normally, they don't have that amount of knowledge of deen. So they should, on a daily, when a person is made a mutawalli, then he should keep in his studies, on a sideline, that all the commands of Allah. So that if I don't know the commands of Allah, how will I enforce them? In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was not allowed to conduct a business, run a business, until first he passed the test that he knows the laws of business. Like today we can't operate a car, drive a car on a public road without a driver's license. And to get a driver's license, you have to pass your learner's test, you have to pass your driver's test. That means now you know how to operate the car. And you know the laws also. Like that business also in the time of. So for a mutawalli also, in fact, to qualify as a mutawalli, we should also study all this so that we know what we have to do. Otherwise, we run it all on Western principles. Many times, the mutawalli is a doctor, architect, engineer, a professional. So he knows the Western side and like that. Now, what a sad case. And this was common in the Ummah. Now, alhamdulillah, it has changed. But before, all these people, if you go and see some old buildings of masjid, you will still see that plaque at the entrance that it was opened by the town council people, the municipality people, the mayor, etc. He should come and open it. Now we gave prominence to those people. And we have to give prominence to our people, to our buzurgs, to our ulama, not to the kuffar, who is a mayor of the town, etc. That was a bit of a dark age period we passed through. But the mutawalli should get informed about all this. And then run the masjid according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Mutawalli must aid the imam, imam must aid the mutawalli to make the zahin of the people that in our masjid, what are Allah's laws? That we're going to observe. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya uhu ila muttaqoon. Most of them, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They don't know. We should learn the laws of what Shariat is. You don't have to become an alim. You do one chapter of about mutawallis, what is required. At least we should know what job I'm doing. I must know how to do the job. For any job, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, also Shu'aib alayhi salam wanted to employ him, and then he said that, you'll marry my daughter also, but on the basis of, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ قَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. Even if we employ somebody for job in our work, in our house, the two conditions Quran explains, قَوِي, that the person can do that job. He's got the knowledge, he's got the strength, he knows how to do it. Ameen, he's amanat dar. he is trustworthy. Those are the two main basic conditions. Where whatever job we want to do, whatever we want to employ somebody, see that he knows how to do his job. If he doesn't know and he's got the strength to do the job, and he's trustworthy, very important. So for the mutawallis also, that is very important. And then? That is the start. وَمَا لُهُمْ أَنْ يُعَظِمُهُمْ يَسْتَقِرُ الْمِسْلِمِ وَمَا كَانَ وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُقَاعُمْ وَتَصْبِيَّ. And what was their namaz at Baytullah Sharif? Whistling and clapping hands. That was their namaz. So now we might run it down, and which rightfully we run out. Can that be namaz? And nakedly, in front of Kaaba Sharif, nakedly, whistling and clapping hands. That was their namaz. Because they didn't know what is namaz. They didn't know how to fulfill it. So that is what they were doing. Now we must see today in our times all the wrong things. Like today, Allah make maaf. Masjids are turned into cinema halls. We find a big screen in a masjid. The sanctity of the masjid is totally destroyed. One alim of India explains, maybe about 3 years, 4 years ago, he went for Hajj. At 3 o'clock in the morning at Kaaba Sharif, all engaged in ibadah. Somebody in tawaf, somebody in ruku, somebody in tilawat, all namaz, duas, all. Suddenly this group, India group came there. And they started making a film, videoing. And every time the camera flashes, all ha ha, like shouting. 3 o'clock in the morning in front of Kaaba Sharif, that side, the front of Kaaba where Hajar Aswad is, where Maqam Ibrahim is, Multazam. The sanctity of the masjid is totally destroyed today. So we also must see our masjid, who we invite here. In another masjid now with the Imam of Haram that came, and the whole masjid is like a hotel. How when you host somebody in a hotel, people, those journalists and them running with their cameras, and they are videoing it, and all people around, the sanctity of the masjid is totally destroyed. The same Maulana, his wife in Madina Sharif explained, the woman that go to read Salatul Salam, and unfortunately, the amount of noise they make, the man can hear it, the amount of noise with the shouting and they are going. So that is so much of be'adabi. Then besides that, they go and they got the chappal in their hands also. And as they are rushing, the urni also falls. How many know burqa also? The urni falls down. He's exposed in front of Nabi sir. And then they start fighting with one another. My place, your place, you push me. And now with the chappals hitting one another there. At Roza and Mubarak in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the next worst thing that happened, now their phone is out. And keeping it high, and taking photos, and talking back home. That live they showing, we are reading. So the sanctity, masjid, one place, every place is according. For example, you go fishing. Now you don't wear a three-piece suit and you go fishing. You'll dress according to that occasion, how you go there. And when you come masjid, come respect the masjid. There is a dress code for the masjid. Don't come with your trousers also, and half of your backside is open also. You go in ruku, and your shirt lifts up, and your trousers goes down. Now in the masjid, how many? One time, when I was in Azadville at the beginning, it was still the apartheid days, and Crooked Top Town, where all the people of Azadville were first there. So the shops were still there, but nobody was living there. So no people really for the masjid, to make the masjid abad. So on one Jummah I spoke about dressing, correct dressing. So one Musalli came to me, he told me, if you repeat your talk next week again. So I asked him why. So he said, because last week Saturday, when the shops closed, 1 o'clock shops closed normally Saturday, and quarter past one is namaz time, so nobody really for the masjid, nobody living there, only the shop people, and then they all want to go home to their residential area, Lands, Rudipur, Azadpur, so no one, a few people. the Imam who came, an ordinary person, and he made imamat, and there are jubbas hanging. That if sometimes you've got no sleeveless, you take a jubba, or your dressing is not right, you put a jubba on, you cover it. He didn't wear a jubba. And on the back of his t-shirt, a naked woman's picture. And he's making imamat. Now see where we fall. Without we think these things are small things. But the small things leads to this big thing. That he's making imamat. And a naked woman's picture on his back of his t-shirt. And he's making imamat. So we have to check all these things. One mutawalli in India, Surat, he was in charge of 5-6 masjids. So he should go to different masjids to make namaz to see if the imam is on time, muazzin is on time, toilets are clean, everything is in order. So Ramzan, one masjid he made Zohar namaz. And the imam made Zohar, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Who's caught you? Who's caught you? You worry about the cricket match. Who hit the six? Which wickets were taken? And he had not even a breath. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Who scored you immediately? The mutawalli said, you fired. What kind of namaz you mean? Your whole namaz was in score. That who took a wicket, how many fours were hit, how many sixes were hit. So we have to, the mutawallis must check on these things. That the sanctity of the masjid. Maulana Hanif Jalandri, Damat Barakatum, who is the Amir in charge of the Wifaqul Madaris of Pakistan, all the madrasas of Pakistan, they write their exams under the board of Wifaqul Madaris. And he is a young person, but he is the chairman. Now he's grown up. In fact, he was in the third year of Alim course when his father passed away. Just remember, I must speak about him. So then they decided that the Shaykhul Hadith, he will make him the principal. So he said, you will have made me the principal? He said, yes. You will accept me? Yes. What I say, you will accept? Yeah, we will accept. So I make his son the principal. And he's in the third year still studying. And he said, I make you the principal. And you must run now the madrasa. And what your studies you must carry on. And the Shaykhul Hadith, he shouldn't allow anyone to interfere while he's teaching. But he say, you got full permission. Anytime you have anything to ask, anything, you are allowed. You, in middle of my sabak also, you come and ask me. So he made, so anyway, this morning, Hanif Jalal, now is the full, mashallah, Khairul Madaris, very big madrasa of Pakistan now. So he says, that by this phone and the photos, the mobile phone, the photos that masjids have been made wedding halls. When a nikah takes place, all are out with their cameras. And all are taking photos. And here in South Africa, hopefully, inshallah, it's still not so common. Some people do take photos, but also hiding away quietly they take. But they're openly. And the whole sanctity, the masjid hasn't got the environment, atmosphere of a masjid at all. And if we're going to carry on, we will also land up where they have landed up. How? And that Alim of India says, how much the Indian public don't desecrate their masjids in India. They desecrate Haram Sharif more than them. Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina. So these are all things that the mutawallis have to see to, that the wrong things don't come into our masjid. And like some mutawalli say, that we want to cater for all. So if you want to cater for all, then you must open a catering service. And you do catering job and you cater for all. Yeah, you cater for one, for Allah. Not for everyone. That these people also, who are in conformity with the laws of Allah, and ask the mufti, and who are, and you, Allah gave you brains also, Allah gave you understanding of deen also. So see, those that are in conformity with the laws of Allah, they must be. Masjid is a place of connection with Allah, where no shouting, screaming is allowed. People who are, it will be, وَطَّخِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلْطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَطَّخِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلْطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ. That make the namaz suitable. That for those who want to make ibadat, it is conducive. that they can concentrate, they can make the ibadat. In that, summer, make the masjid cool, people can make the ibadat nicely. Winter, make it warm, so that the people... And very important, Quran Sharif has stressed, cleanliness of the masjid. That the cleanliness, which alhamdulillah is being done. But we mustn't go over the limit. One brother of Zambia, maybe 15, 20 years, they came in Jamaat. So he said, I saw South African masjid, everything to the T. He says, for example, if the wuzu khana, if the tiles are pink color, then the soap is also pink color. And the towels are also pink color. Everything, everywhere. He said, I went to one masjid, maroon color, everything maroon. So we don't have to go to all that extent and that level. But cleanliness, comfort, to make it conducive for ibadat of Allah. And in that, the mutawalli will get the sawab of all those who are making ibadat. On condition we do it how Allah wants us to do it. All the ibadat, five times namaz, the mutawalli might be making namaz in another masjid, but he'll be getting the sawab. The imam gets the sawab of the whole congregation's namaz. If we make our imamat properly, all who are making behind us namaz, we are getting that sawab. And if we're not doing it properly, we're destroying our namaz and we're destroying everyone else's namaz also. And for that also, very, very important for imam, we must do a course in practical namaz. Good namazis. 50 years they're making imamah, but still not according to sunnah. And until our outward postures are not right, inside concentration will never come. We all complain, I can't concentrate in namaz. But our outward postures are not right. Just for one, two things. Raising of the hands, rafi yadain, to lift the hands. Hanafis only do it beginning of namaz. Shafis do in the other postures also. But the rafi yadain is not just little, but yeah. It must be, your palms must face qibla, your thumbs must touch your lobes. And guaranteed, do this. And fasten your hands properly and see for yourself automatically your concentration comes in. But when we just do this, there's no concentration. You can't get concentration. So very important that fastening of the hands, commonly, this hand is always at the bottom here. Whereas it must be our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, before all this COVID time in the aeroplanes, I don't see it still being done, but before it used to be, they should show on the screen how you must buckle up. And if the seat belts just come, and how they snugly fit one into another. And then neatly you see that the seat, he said like that, you must buckle up. And we have to buckle up. Because we don't buckle up our outward posture. Shaykh Ahmad Sarhindi Rahmatullah Ali says, that what we regard as the small things in namaz, mustahab. He say if you don't observe them, you will never have concentration. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes on there, those are on the small things he's writing. We on the big things also we don't do correctly. So how can you have concentration? And so this is, it must be neatly like this. There's much more detail. And usually this one hand. So much so, one day in our masjid, Darul Ulum, I was walking out after namaz, and one of our muftis, his hand was so much at the bottom, my eyes just went again, what is he holding? Why is his hand so much at the bottom? What's his problem in namaz? So, if we're not careful, we don't know where it leads to. Our legs, we are small, whenever we have a little talk, as the smallest child, legs, which direction must they face? All say qibla. How many fingers apart? Well, little children say four. But in practice, nobody's legs face qibla. One is facing Bollywood and one is facing Hollywood. So if then how can the barakat of Kaaba come into our lives? Till we don't everything. And also if you pay attention, you'll see all perhaps, maybe it's an exaggeration, but my small observation, every hotel of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the architects are our enemies. And they have designed it, the toilets are facing Kaaba. The beds are facing Kaaba. We don't pay attention. We just go and sleep, and I will live, and we are in Medina Sharif, where we must observe all the sunnahs properly. And our legs are facing Qibla. When we are in the toilet, we are facing Qibla. They did it intentionally to destroy us. So all this we must keep in mind, that our namazes, the imam, and imams, very, very important. Correct our own namaz, do a practical course. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make your namazes as you saw me making namaz. Today we can't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the chain of those who learn practical namaz from their ustaz. Consider for us, as we are sitting here, when did I learn prayer? Our namaz we learn is from kitabs. Mufti Zainul Abidin sahab rahmatullah alayhi one time said, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Kufa, then there the people of Kufa asked him, كَيْفَ كَانَ وُضُوءُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّوَى. How was the wuzu of Nabi sallallahu? He didn't give a bayan. He sat on a high place where all could see him, and with the lota he made wuzu, practical. And then he told them, هَكَذَا كَانَ وُضُوءُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّوَى. And when you do that, even the most person who got no knowledge of deen, dunya, when he sees something, he can follow. If you speak, and sometimes, like somebody said, some maulana's bayan, you need a dictionary when you say. All the jawbreakers they use, and then you need a dictionary to check the meaning. So the people can't comprehend. So if you're giving your bayan like that, and you're explaining wuzu and namaz like that, people don't understand. Simple, straightforward, then they, and you do it practically, then the people understand easily. Everyone understands. So we must learn our namaz. And before namaz is wudu. And if the imam's wudu is not correct. In Karachi, one place, the imam saw that this mutawalli, there is another thing for both the imams and the mutawalli, that the imam must be on time on the musalla. So one day, just about a minute or so, 2 minutes before, he went to the toilet. He came out of the toilet and he came straight on the musalla. So wudu. They say, you're not interested in wudu, you watch it of time. You're always hitting on your watch, time. You're not interested in wudu, but you, it must be done properly. Time is time. And time, we are not a slave of time, and we are not slave of the watch. It's a guide, and we must observe time. Everyone don't observe. But there are many things beyond human control. If the imam has to go to toilet, or his wuzu just broke. One imam, one place, many years ago in our country, after Asr namaz, he made sajda sahwa. People say, we saw nothing wrong in the namaz. How come you made sajda sahwa? He said, little wind went out. Now, little wind went out, sajda sahwa, I'm not going to put it right. So it happens sometimes, your wuzu breaks. So, if you are now one day 3 minutes late, 5 minutes late, what's the problem? Why must we don't become slaves of the watch? We must keep it as a guide, and we must observe it. Time is important, but not that we are slaves of the time. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah said a beautiful word, Hum zamane ke ghulam nahi. We are not slaves of the time. Zamana hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We make the times. Don't say times are like this and now we have to do things. No, we make the time. Time didn't make us. We make the time. So because now everyone is doing this, go with the flow. Do what people are saying. No, we are people, and especially the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are trendsetters. We set the trend. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat minna ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. We are different people. We are not that we're just going to go with the flow and with the people. Neither the imam nor the mutawallis must do that. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Any questions from the imams, the mutawallis, anyone? Ten minutes. Yeah. So any question? Nobody will ask, yeah, when we go out, then we ask all the questions. And then we say, I didn't understand that. I don't know what Maulana was talking about there. Say now. Then we can clear it up, inshallah.
Let
1 minute between.
Before Iqama is okay.
Not afterwards. In that also, our ulama who are very strict, even for Tabligh Jamaat, the Elan, they say, the Imam, you make the Elan. And before you start with your Iqama, today Jamaat is here, after Maghrib, there will be Gush. After Isha, there will be Bayan. So after Namaz, no Elan also. Those who are to that extent. Fuqaha have written the dua after Namaz, after which is Sunnat Muqadda, Allah, Tussalam, Uminka Salam, Tabarakta Yadul Jalali Wal Ikram. So short, very short. It is like sort of part of the Faraz Namaz. It is Mukammila Faraz. It completes the Faraz Namaz. So that also we should try and keep in mind. And there are more points, but they're not coming to my mind. Anyone can remind me? Ali Shaib?
Should the Jummah platform, should it be open to anybody or should it be
limited? Oh no, very, very important. As I said, we're not running a catering service. You can't cater for everyone. And if the Imam is, he's got his, he must make every, he mustn't have this roster system. You run the system. And you take them in a certain, now somebody else will come and speak opposite to what you spoke. Then you can't get your results. See, in the Cape, I don't know now how it is, but before, long ago, you should have the one Imam, Sheikh. And he usually only makes Maghrib Namaz. But he's the Sheikh. And he's got a Naib Imam, Deputy Imam. He makes the other Namazes. If the Sheikh comes, other Namazes, he makes them also. But they all, the amount of trust they had in the Sheikh, they all will go and greet him. Anyone has a child, name, the Sheikh will give the name. Where must the daughter get married? Which proposal? Where must the son? Sheikh will have to say. Sheikh makes the nikah. The effect, and they were all attached to the one Imam. The Christian missionaries themselves admitted. Qadianis admitted. We try them, convert those people. They say what our Sheikh would say. The Sheikh say Christianity is right, he will become Christian. Sheikh say, Qadianism is right, we will accept. Of course, the Sheikh won't say all that. So they all, their iman got saved because their wabastagi, connection with the Sheikh. Our Sheikh in Tariqat is different in Jaso, but this was the imam. And I saw with my eyes how everyone, what respect they got. So like that, the imam must be have that respect. Once, many years ago, we were in Jamaat, very long, and that time we should really give our full self to Jamaat. Mashura still late, everything. And we handled the Eastern Transvaal in those days. It was in Germiston, so on, from that side. So we had, till late at night, we had Mashuras. Next day we came to Carolina, one town there. And we didn't know, there was a town masjid also, and the area masjid. So we went to the area masjid, but that was a Bareilvi masjid. And Zohar time, they came, they were upset and they were shocked. Well, you people came here and they took off with us. So then we discussed with them, and anyway, we settled to have a debate then. In Jamaat now, we don't have debates and all that, but we settled 3 o'clock now. For a Maulvi, it is said, his Zohar, his Namaz can become Qaza, but his Qailula can't become Qaza. That Qailula is so dear to him, that he can't miss. But now, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Qailullah, light, night, late sleeping, and we had to leave after Fajr from Barberton to make it to Carolina. Anyway, so we sat for the debate. Now they came, the Mutawallis came, and the Imam came. So Allah put in my heart first, I said, we'll have the debate in Arabic. So they went on the defense of it. They said, no, we are. I said, no, me and the Imam staff will discuss it. The outcome we'll tell you people in English. So we got them 1 foot back already. Then I asked the Imam, are you the Imam, you got Imamate Kubra or Imamate Sughra? Now that put him again, he didn't know what's happening, what hit him from what side. So anyway, that was just some debate technicalities that you use just to overcome. So anyway, so the basic thing, the Imam must have, he mustn't be Imam only of the Musalla, must be the Imam of the town. Responsible person. And that Imam, the one Imam, preferably an elderly person, not a young man. And he must be the Imam of the town. Everything in the town must be related with him. He must be like the spiritual leader, the dini leader. That must be the position of an Imam. Not the every week, that's another thing. Every week different Imam. So we got 3-4 Imams, but reality we got no Imam. Because nobody is our Imam, he's also our Imam, he's also our Imam. We got no Imam. Must have one Imam. And that must be, everyone is related to that Imam. And as the Imam also, don't change place. Before it was famous, you speak of any town, immediately that Maulana's name, that he is the Maulana of that town. But now it's the Maulana, there are 3-4 Imams, and they also just changing, going here, going there. So there's no stability. For deen, that stability must be there. How Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he built Kaaba Sharif, and he stabilized the world with it. So like that, and the masjid must, if the masjid is our, like, civic center, where everything goes there. When I was in Germiston also, I remember, that time was all this group areas act, and then they offered the Indian people this place, and you have to liaise with the municipality. So the other communities, the Indians, the Tamils, Hindus, they say, how are you people? Because every day you meet, you just make an announcement, certainly after Isha we're going to discuss the matter. And all are there. You say, for us to get our people together is so hard. To inform them, that there wasn't cell phone and message you can send and all that. So hard to get the people. Allah has given us a ready platform in the masjid for to bring the community together. 5 times a day if we work and we get our musallis. Even now with the weakness we got and not so many, but still we get united. Anyway, 5 times. And anything, we'll meet in the masjid. We'll discuss it there. So Allah gave us this, what a wonderful platform. We must exploit it, use it to the benefit of deen fully, use it to the benefit of the community for deen. Allah has given us this wonderful opportunity. Jimmy.
What is the authority of the Imam in relation to the
Imam? Authority of the Imam?
I will say, you saw it speaking so much time. The Mutawalli is here.
I mentioned there that neither has the Imam got the final say, not the Mutawallis, not the Musallis. Allah's word is the original say, the final say. All of us must conform to what the commands of Allah. Like Allah explains about the Mutawallis of Kaaba Sharif, the kuffar, the people of the Quraysh, their namaz whistling and clapping hands. So that is nothing. It must be the command. If we go in the other direction, we're making our masjids, sanama halls, we're inviting people. In one place, the Mutawallis didn't know, our students, they invited a qawwal, and he gave a talk and all his qawwali things and that. So we can't. We must keep people who are according, confirmed to Quran and Hadith and define it closer, Ahl-e-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And if you want to define it closer in our circles, the ulama-i Deoband, the manhaj, the maslak, the mashrab of ulama-i Deoband, that is what we have to follow. And all this modernism, the people who are on videos, on Islamic, on TV, spreading Islam, that all we should, the masjid is not for all those things. The masjid is to bring deen, and deen will only spread according, deen, the only accepted deen is the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not a modern deen. The way to spread deen is the method of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not modern systems. If we use modern things will spread. Electronic gadgets will spread. Technology will spread. Deen won't spread. For deen, use the method of deen. And then deen will spread. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah accept and may Allah make it that even without us saying anything, Allah brings the correct method of the mutawallis, of the imams, the musallis, masjid. What the focal point we don't understand and appreciate. Other nations, see the Jews, how much they go to their synagogue Saturday. The Christians, Sunday they go. The Hindus, how I see in Azadul, I don't even see ever, I don't know when they go. Power five times a day. And our masjids are abad. And Allah give reward to the community, to everyone. Masjid, the upkeep of the masjid, mashallah. Everywhere you go, you see clean the masjid, the wuzukhana, the toilet. So the real purpose, let us realize that. And use this great potential we have got to move towards Allah Ta'ala.